Working our way closer to kickoff here in the state semifinal matchup between New York Mills and Mayer Lutheran from U.S. Bank Stadium. And we are joined with New York Mills head coach Matt Radnicki. And coach, just talk about in the first round of the state tournament, what went so well in that win over Deer River?
Well, you know, I think what we game plan, we had a really good game plan for that game. And we felt really confident what we were going to try to do on offense, defense, and special teams. And we had a lot of success with it. And we gave up the one long run, but if you take that 97-yard or 99-yard run, whatever it was, out of their offensive statistics for Deer River, we held them to, you know, under 100 yards total offense. So our plan and our scheme was well thought out, I thought, with our coaches. But at the same time, our players executed very well. And, you know, really kind of, I'm not going to say dominated the game, but gave us, we felt really comfortable knowing that we were having a lot of success on the field.
And now you move into the semifinal matchup of the state tournament. You're taking on Mayer Lutheran. What about that team makes them so tough, and what are you guys going to need to do to get a win?
They're good. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And obviously, when they get this far, the teams are going to be good. But they seem to have a physicality about them. They can run the ball, but they're also able to pass the ball. And we haven't really seen that double, you know, edged sword where they can do both well. Their quarterback is very athletic, but much like our quarterback, and uses his legs to make big plays, but then he also can throw the ball very well. So, you know, that's what's kind of scary about it, and that's what we have to really be able to stop, is to hopefully get them in situations where we know they're going to pass third and long, you know, second and long. If we can get them in those kind of downs, I think that's going to help us have some success against them. If we get guessing, it's going to be tough.
What's been the reason your defense has been playing so well this season?
Well, you know, I think it goes back to what we've talked about probably before, and I say it a lot, but one thing we do really well is we tackle really well. We don't miss a lot of tackles. You know, that long run against Deer River, we missed a couple of tackles. But for the most part, our kids do just a wonderful job of tackling and staying home and doing their job and rallying to the ball with two, three, four defenders, and that's another key point. We got more than just one guy going there, but two or three or four guys going.
And the same question, but now pointed towards your offense.
Yeah, you know, I think the guys talked about it, you know, earlier, but we definitely like to run the ball, and we have to be able to run the ball. And but last game, it created some passing opportunities for us. We had 97 yards passing and left a few out in the field that we could have completed, we thought. But we're going to have to do that same thing this week. But, you know, we run the ball. If we can't run the ball successfully, you know, it's going to be hard for us. I mean, that's our bread and butter, and that's what we rely on. And we have, you know, what helps us in running the ball is we have four, you know, very capable running backs. And what things we do with our schemes and different formations, you know, we can get those four guys the ball a lot. And they're all unique in what they can do with the ball. And that kind of, you know, gives us an advantage a little bit instead of game planning for one guy or two guys. You know, I think all four could take over a game in essence and have during the year when we needed them to. So that's an advantage for us.
What areas does your team need to be sharp in if they want to win this game?
You know, you get this far, you know, if you can't tackle now, you're not going to be able to tackle. You have to go back next summer and work on it in fall practice. But, you know, we're just trying to focus on what we do well. And don't forget the little things, the little fundamentals. You know, we got the other day in the gym and we're not able to practice outside. But in the gym, we went through just some really fundamental things, fundamental steps, fundamental handoffs. Just back to what we do kind of on day one. And I think it's just a good reminder to the kids, you know, that how important those little fundamental things are. And, you know, so we just kind of preach our, you know, to get better ourselves with making sure we follow our fundamentals and do what we're supposed to do.
One of the key reasons you guys have been so good in those fundamentals this season has been your seniors leading the way, and just talk about how much their leadership has meant to your team.
You know, they've been great. I mean, I'm so happy for them. You know, last year we felt we had a pretty good group, and obviously they were juniors last year, and we had seniors with them, and we couldn't complete our year. And now they come back, and they, you know, they had a mission and they had a goal. I mean, we do goal sheets the first day of practice, and back in August, and you know, all those seniors and majority of the juniors had make the state semifinals. You go to the bank, and at that time, you kind of just, you know, you look at it and you say, that's a great goal, but, you know, is it reality? Is it reasonable? And these guys have had that goal, and they've worked really hard in the weight room, many of them, to get to where they're at, and so they've earned it, and hopefully we can have a good performance today, but like I said, they've earned this, and their expectation was to get here, so that doesn't mean that they're being overconfident, but, you know, they realize that they have some talent, and they put that to good use, and they work well together.
And coach, now give me your pitch for why you think that New York Mills is going to win this game against Mayer Lutheran and have a chance to play in the Prep Bowl.
My biggest pitch is that, you know what, people have doubted us during the season, during games. People didn't think we could beat Pine River again a second time. People didn't think we were going to beat DeRiver in the quarterfinals. They were QRF number one, and so on and so forth. So we always been kind of that underdog. People are thinking that Mary Lutheran is going to be the favorite in this game because of their schedule and who they play. You know, so we've been kind of, I'm not saying doubted by everybody, but a lot of people have always said, well, you're not going to beat this team. You're not going to do this. And these kids have rose to the occasion every time. So I'm confident they can rise up to the occasion again, and, you know, today and get a victory to get us in next Friday's game after Thanksgiving.
And last question here, how fun has this experience been? I know we talked with the players and how that's been for them, but just how fun has this been for you and your staff?
You know, it's a good question. You know, we've been trying to enjoy it. There's a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot, and it kind of falls on me as activities director, too, to do some of those things. So at times, you know, you kind of get overwhelmed a little bit, but you sit back and you really think about it, you know, it's super special, and you see the excitement of the community and our student body and our football players and just, you know, having fun together. It's really been an exciting time.
It's been a lot of fun following you guys and your team coach. Best of luck in this semifinal game.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That is New York Mills head coach Matt Radnicki talking about what his team needs to do to win in this state semifinal game against Mayor Lutheran and just having a little bit of fun along the way. And we're having fun here on KWAD. We have more after this.